U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Richard Boucher begins a visit today to Pakistan, though he may have reason not to expect the warmest of receptions. Pakistan is a key ally in the war on terror, but there's deep anger over the state of relations with the U.S., especially over a nuclear deal that Washington is forging with Pakistan's rival, India. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Islamabad.
There has been a perception in Pakistan at the public level that U.S. is not a reliable friend. They see this deal as one more evidence of that.
That's Pakistani government spokesperson Tasnim Aslam. She's talking about a deal some see as a fundamental change in South Asia's geopolitical landscape. If approved by the U.S. Congress, the deal would allow the United States to supply India with nuclear fuel and technology, ending decades of international sanctions. Pakistanis, who fought three wars with India, are deeply unhappy, says Information Minister Sheikh Rashid Ahmed.
Surely 100% people are against this. There is not a single 1% people who are supporting this issue.
Pakistan's military leader, Pervez Musharraf, is often accused of not doing enough to rein in Islamist militants. Sheikh Rashid insists Musharraf's done all he can in the war on terror, facing down widespread anti-Americanism on Pakistan's streets. Hundreds of suspects have been captured. These include Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, one of al-Qaeda's top men, who's thought to have provided crucial information to interrogators.
We have sacrificed hundreds and hundreds of our soldiers. We have delivered the Khalid Sheikh. We have sent our over 70,000 troops on the Afghan border. And I believe that due to this decision, the Pakistani nation is in shock.
Assalamu alaikum and hello. I am Hamid Mir with Capital Talk. The future of U.S.-Pakistan relations turned into a big question mark after the recent visit of President Bush to South Asia.
The souring of relations with the U.S. is dominating Pakistan's media. U.S. officials are trying to smooth the waters. On GOTV, Ambassador Ryan Crocker assures the audience the nuclear deal with India is nothing to worry about.
First, it is restricted exclusively to civilian nuclear facilities and helping India develop power alternatives.
American and Indian government officials are at the same time selling the deal in the U.S. in the hopes of winning congressional approval. The Bush administration says India's nuclear industry, though not its atomic weapons program, will be under tighter safeguards. The deal's opponents see the agreement as a possibly fatal blow to the international non-proliferation system. They warn it could allow India to build more atomic warheads more rapidly. They predict a South Asian arms race. Though at a recent presentation promoting the deal, U.S. Undersecretary of State Nicholas Burns said the U.S. is working to prevent this.
It's going to be very important that India and Pakistan restrain any sense of competition in the nuclear weapons field. And we frankly feel a responsibility because of this agreement and because we're friends with both to make that a part of our discussions with both of them individually and collectively.
But it's hard to find anyone in Pakistan who thinks an arms race can be avoided.
The insecurities that Pakistan feels in a more enhanced manner now because of this Indo-US nuclear deal, I think they will increase, and I think Pakistan will take steps. There is very much a real threat of a new arms race and, even more alarmingly, a nuclear arms race on the subcontinent. I don't think this deal helps.
That's Rashid Rahman, editor of the Post newspaper in Lahore. This year, Pakistan increased military spending by $1 billion. Some say the money would be better spent on Pakistan's social needs, for example, a decent education system as an alternative to those Islamic religious schools preaching anti-Westernism. An arms race means more money would go on bombs, though Samina Ahmed of the International Crisis Group, a critic of the deal, says that would happen anyway.
To assume that money saved from the national budget, if it wasn't going to be spent on arms, was going to be spent on education, isn't necessarily correct. And certainly in the Pakistan case, it hasn't been correct under any military government.
So far, the Indian-Pakistan peace process is inching forward. But Pakistani political analyst Dr. Tahir Amin fears it may not be resilient enough to survive for long, given the beleaguered mood that's taken hold among Pakistanis.
They feel embarrassed and alienated. They feel that somehow United States has let them down. You could see the reversal of the peace process any time.
I'm Parvez Urboy, professor of physics at Qaid-e-Azam University in Islamabad.
This man is one of Pakistan's most vocal opponents of nuclear weapons, including his own country's arsenal.
My predecessors were responsible for making the bomb. Some of them then subsequently felt what they had done was wrong. And so I feel that I belong to that tradition in the sense that these are immoral weapons, and perhaps physicists have the primary responsibility in fighting against them.
That same world also produced A.Q. Khan, father of Pakistan's atomic bomb, but also of a network which sold secret nuclear technology to Iran and others. Khan's activities are one reason the U.S. isn't offering Pakistan a deal like India's. American officials say they're confident the network shut down, but they still haven't had access to Khan, who's under house arrest, a punishment which Udboy says is less than he deserves.
This man should be prosecuted for crimes against humanity, because I believe that selling nuclear materials with the ultimate purpose of any country making nuclear bombs is a criminal activity.
Udboy says he's worried about the effect the US-India nuclear deal will have on the world's non-proliferation rules.
I do believe that there could be friendship between the United States and India. It doesn't have to be by treading upon such sacred principles. After all, the NPT is dead after this, if this nuclear deal does go through.
If the deal does go through, Pakistan's information minister, Sheikh Rashid Ahmed, says Islamabad will turn to the Chinese.
Our commitment with China and friendship will be more strengthened, and people in Pakistan saying openly in the media that China is the only friend to whom we can trust.
Does that mean Beijing will now seek to supply far more nuclear technology to Pakistan, following the precedent set by the US with India? The answer, says Secretary Burns, is no.
But the one argument that I simply can't understand is this argument. The administration has now opened up Pandora's box. If we make this exceptional deal for India, what's to prevent China from asking the international community to make a similar deal for Pakistan? The answer is the international community would never agree to it.
Whether the international community will agree to the US's deal with India still isn't certain. While negotiations continue, so will Pakistan's public expressions of dismay. But some here say, public posturing notwithstanding, that there are serious questions. Why strike a nuclear deal with India if it makes South Asia more dangerous, they ask, and the war on terror even harder to pursue? Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.